Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You know, I got to look at some of the statistics today on our radio show, and we've got like way over 120,000 listeners.
That's awesome.
So we've really had a lot of listens. I was impressed by the numbers, my darling. I haven't looked at it in a long time. So
that is amazing.
I stumbled accidentally on that page, you know, but it was interesting to see it. And of course, the new page, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships on Facebook, got a lot of people interested. It's moving right along there. And, of course, I was telling you, when I thought I was your friend. How come I can't repost some of your wonderful posts? I thought I was your friend.
I don't think that it's because you're my friend, because obviously we're friends on Facebook. I think it's because I don't like creepers, and I don't like people being able to see my stuff, because, you know, there's just people out there that are weird that way, that just like to look at all your shit. So I keep all of my stuff where only my friends can see it. So if you're set, like I know that your profile is public, so that everybody can see it, because obviously you're a public figure. That's why, because it won't let you take my message.
Oh, I get it.
Public.
Okay,
but
I get it.
But if you want, let me know whichever ones you like that you wanted to repost, and I'll just go in there and I will I'll make those public for you. And then in the future, whenever I put up any of my inspirational stuff, I'll make sure that goes public as well.
Okay, good, because you had some great ones that, you know, I just loved, and
yeah.
You know, the thought of what you should do today was a great one.
Yeah,
I mean, you might be
not
able to
Facebook.
You
was
could
that?
Probably post it in the comment, maybe some of them. They would probably come up, because you know, you had really, really good ones. I know, it's funny when you're
Cindy.
I know, you know, because I am somewhat of a public figure, Facebook was very good to, and emailed me a while back that they were giving me added protection. So in some ways, I don't get too many crazies. I mean, they do have a couple. They do have an added wall of privacy, even though mine is pretty public. So I think they're probably – when my page, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, first went up, going over to my website was a lot of people trying to comment on my blog pages, but it was all spammy stuff, trying to sell stuff. So what I did was just not approve any comments at all, and it stopped.
Okay.
You know, if I had approved any of them, it would have continued. You know, so I just said, okay, I'm not approving any of the spam that's coming here. So
I actually just shared a couple to you.
Okay, oh, good. That's wonderful. Now, I know that we have so many listeners tonight, so I'm going to try to...
all those people pop up, like, while we were talking?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. Okay, so I'm going to pick up TJ, because I know I haven't spoken to him today, and he always likes to call into our show, and then you're going to screen the first caller, okay? So that,
you know, I never have to do that. This time I'll be able to do that.
Okay, great. So I'm going to pick up TJ and you pick up the first caller.
Go for it.
Hi, TJ. How are you?
Fine. Can you hear me well?
Yes, very well. You must be somewhere.
You
were in Montauk
today? I pulled over
today?
At Elks Lodge. Yes, I was in Montauk, and then I checked. Anyway, everything's great.
Montauk was the warm spot today. It was much warmer.
It was pouring rain.
It was raining?
Yeah, poured rain. Listen,
wow.
I love you. Would you prefer Chinese or would you prefer the Italian thing, whatever you eat?
I don't need anything because I've already just eaten. So I don't need anything.
Well, I love you, and I voted for you on your Long Island Press Best Psychic thing just a minute ago. And remember, people, go to your website, Grant Me a Higher Love. And I don't want to sound like a promotional thing because they didn't call to do that. But anyway, I love you, sweetness, and I'll see you in a little bit. When's your last visit?
Well, I have someone coming for reading 8:15 to 9:15, and then I have phone reading. So you could come whenever you want.
Well, anyway, have a great show. Thank you, Nicole, wherever you are. You're the best. And I love you, sweetheart, and I'll see you in a little bit. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, now I could see that Nicole was so fast and got Katie. That was good. You were screening to see Katie wants some messages from the other side. And she's asking about her kids. Oh, I know she's had no contact for a while because Katie's called in before. So I'm anxious to talk to what Katie might have to say to us. So, Nicole, is Katie ready to... Okay, Nicole might still be in the chat room. So... okay, so anyway, I hope some of you will go over to my new Facebook page, which is Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships. You're welcome to put any information there that you might be interested in sharing with us. We've had a lot of comments on it. I love it. It's been a fun page to be doing. I also have a Pinterest page or two, so I hope you'll join that. Is that you, Nicole? Hello,
and how
Nicole?
Is TJ?
Okay, he's off the air.
Oh, he's off? Did you tell him I said hi?
No, I didn't, because he got off the air pretty fast. Now, I already mentioned
that's
that Katie
terrible.
And which that's terrible. He doesn't want to. When he realized we have all these callers waiting to get advice, I think he got intimidated. So good for him.
All right, fine. Well, yes, I thought that you were reading through Katie.
I need to share something
what?
With you.
Share away.
The other night, I was dreaming that I was in a play, and I couldn't believe I'm going on stage and I don't know my lines, and the dream was going on all night. And I'm like, how come I don't know my lines? Where is my script reader? How come I don't know my lines? I can't believe. And then TJ popped into my dreams, and I said to him, you're going on stage too, and you don't know your lines either? How come we don't know our lines? Okay, when I woke up and the dream had just ended, TJ says to me, I had the worst dream. I dreamed I was going on stage and I didn't know my lines.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Is that not... So whose dream started
and
how did he come into my dream? So our dreams intercepted at that one point where we're both going, oh, no, we don't know our lines. Isn't that
interesting? Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
Is that not telepathy? That's almost frightening. But normally, we don't ever talk about our dreams, and half the time I don't even remember them. But this one, for both of us, was going on all night, and it was so vivid to both of us. But imagine it was such a panicking and anxiety-producing thing to go on stage without knowing your lines. So I thought I would share that little bit of telepathy with our listeners, that soulmates are really very telepathic. And
I love
you
it.
Know,
I love it, love it,
I
love it.
I thought you'd find that interesting because I just found it fascinating, too. So it was one of those things
well,
that
I've never
had.
Dreams are like my thing. Because I'm so cerebral all friggin' day long, dreams are like my thing. Like, I think that my spirit guides have just resorted to telling me things in my dreams because then they have to fight less to get the message to me.
Exactly. And if you do want to remember your dreams, you really have to write them down. And I used to do dream analysis for years. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, I really was very good at it. And, this I just thought was a riot, though, because not only was he having the same dream, but at one point he or I jumped in, he jumped into my dream, which I thought was so, so bizarre, you know.
That's awesome.
And we, it's not like we were talking about being on stage, going on stage or anything, that, you know. So, you know, dreams are fun and they are very illuminating. And if, you know, my spirit guides tend to leave me alone at night because, I'm already in the dead zone like 12 hours a day. So in my dreams, they're tending to leave me alone for the most part because, you know,
well,
I need a rest from that.
Not leaving you alone.
No, I get my messages all day long. But anyway, we're going to take on Katie, who wants messages from the other side. I know she's estranged from her children, and she's had no contact.
She just wants to know if they're okay and what the other side says about that. You know, she's mainly concerned about the kids, but she just wants to know, are they okay? And, you know, and what else can she be doing here? So let's speak to Katie.
Okay, Katie.
Hello, Katie. You're
hi.
On the air.
Yes,
hi, Katie. We're so glad to hear from you, by the way.
Yes. It's nice to talk to you, too.
The first card I got, of course, is a mom crying for her children, which I'm not surprised how much you miss. You know, your ex-husband is still playing very unfair about the situation. You know, your youngest one seems to be more more devastated by you not being here near, by the way. And, you know, I hope you're writing, like, letters that you can give to them when you do see them in the future, or keeping a little box of, you know, journals and, you know, some things that you think about with them. Maybe a birthday card that you stack them up over the years so that you can show them that you always thought of them. Have you thought about doing something like that?
Yeah, I do. I constantly write down things when I think about them. And you are correct. I have three children, but my youngest is the one that I think that does miss me the most. So you are correct.
Right. She has stopped crying for you, you know, publicly or, you know, in front of her father because it didn't go over big.
Mm-hmm.
But you have another daughter, too, and a son? Is that what you have?
Yes, correct.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Because your son has a good heart, but your ex-husband is really trying to toughen him up, kind of, and not a great influence on him right now at this point. And your other daughter looks like she will return to you on her own sooner than later. How old is she now?
She will be 15 in January, and my son just turned 17.
Right, because it looks like your daughter's going to try to contact you in the future, your older one. So, you know, keep that in mind. You know, she's starting to get her father's number a bit here. So, you know, all of your children look okay. I'm not seeing any major red flags with any of them. But they tend to toe the line with their father. They're very afraid of him, by the way. You know, they saw how he dealt with you when, you know, he didn't like what you were saying and doing. So
mm-hmm.
He's made them pretty afraid to not be good. But,
right.
You know, they're getting to the age of teenagers particularly where he's not going to be able to control them with all of his intimidation tactics. So
mm-hmm.
you may have your daughter try to find you online. Is it possible for her to find you online?
No, because of the nature of my job, I'm not online.
Could you have a Facebook page that you know, just she could maybe contact you through Facebook?
No, I'm not on Facebook at all.
Okay. Because she does want to try to get in contact with you.
She does?
Yeah, and she's going to have to do it without her father knowing.
Okay.
So, you know, if you could think about that, how it could be possible for her. And, you know, I think she's evaluating you. I know she was a little hard on you at one point, but she seems to now know who her father is. So... You know, you needed to wait for them to see really who he was. But
I'm shocked. She's the one that lied to the police and said that I assaulted her, and she's the one that took me to court.
Right, and that's why I'm thinking now that she's feeling very guilty about it, bad. Her little sister, you know, misses you so much, and I think... you know, he's doing some of those intimidation tactics on her because he hates women. So, you know, at this point, she's starting to find out who he is. So, you know, did take her a little time, but, you know, just know that, you know, in the future, you may have a relationship with her. your son is kind of busy with his school and stuff like that, but I think if he stays too long with his dad, he's going to end up being too much like him in the future. But they look okay. They're not sick. They're, you know, they're doing as well as you can be expected. You actually have a very good 5-year period opening up, by the way. I'm glad you're back working. That feels good for you.
I'm actually trying to get jobs. I'm trying to get promoted to right now at work that are pending that I should hopefully get answers to within the next couple weeks, but I don't know if I'll get either one of them.
No, you got the justice card, so it looks good. You've been working hard. You've been doing well, so that should be rewarded. I'm also seeing a nice man coming in the future. Right now, you've been standing on your own 2 feet without a man for a while?
I have not been out with anyone or dated since the last relationship, so.
Good, and that was important for you. You needed to stand on your own 2 feet. You sound much stronger. Are you feeling stronger?
I definitely am. It's definitely not been easy, but I needed that time alone just to focus on myself and, you know, be independent and be stronger. But it's just not been easy without, you know, my family and my children. And it's been difficult, but, I am stronger. It's just hard.
And know that your husband can't keep your children away from you forever. So, they will find a way to find you. Is your number listed anywhere, a phone?
I have the same phone number. I'm still living in the same house. It may not be for, much longer, but...
Okay, good. Try not to change your phone number.
Okay.
Because this way, if she wants to pick up the phone and call you, she can. Just know that she's been thinking about you, your older daughter particularly, with a different insight. I mean, he's been pulling the same crap on her, so, threatening her, and he thinks he owns her, and she's very strong-willed, you know that, and they're duking heads left and right, so I'm just telling you, it's not a good situation that way. But I see with you a soulmate coming. You have a grandmother who passed away. Do you remember her?
Oh my gosh, yes, she was my best friend. She was more like my mother to me, and I was with her when she passed. I was holding her hand.
Right, and she's the one that is the fly on the wall, telling me what your daughter is thinking. She's the person. In case you're wondering where I'm getting the information from, it's from her. You need to know that she spends a lot of time in that household, popping thoughts in your children's head, saying things like, your dad's wrong on this one, popping a lot of thoughts in your older daughter's head to understand now who her father is. And she's been really accessing her brain a lot. So your grandma's trying to get the kids, to come back to you. So she's crying over the situation. She can't believe how it went down. But you've been in this situation for a number of years, but they're older now. So there will be a point when he can't stop it. He'll threaten. He'll take away money. He'll do what he can. But it may be that she'll contact you and without his knowledge, and you might have to agree with her to keep it secret. Because of the nature of him.
Thank you for letting me know about that.
But I'm just telling you, your grandmother's been saying she's been thinking about you a lot, your older daughter. The little one always. And your son is sort of he's a good heart. He's getting a little hardened from being near his father, unfortunately. But your older daughter's had a little bit of revelation, so I hope that helps you.
That does make me feel better. Do you see anything with my ex as far as being, as far as the legal system goes, about any type of being held accountable for anything? Because I know he's being investigated.
Yeah, I see that outcome coming too. by the way.
Okay,
that Jeff
I don't want
to be done with him.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, nothing looks good shining on his light in his way, but a lot of good things are coming your way. So
okay.
A little bit more patience. You know, there's instant karma, and there's sort of what I call karma interrupt. Just takes a little time to play out, but they really did need for your daughter to see who her father was. And that's something that's happened, so I'm very glad with that. And she feels very guilty because your little daughter cries all, you know, used to cry all the time. She keeps it a little private, but she's got a little bit of depression going on now. How old is the littlest one?
She's going to be 11 in December.
Okay, so she's got some depression going on there. And, you know, instead of, she's not acting out, she's not being bad, she's not expressing crying, but she's depressed, she misses you. And, you know, your older daughter's beginning to realize the consequences of her lies. And, you know, whatever, you know, your grandmother seems to be the main voice getting through to her. So I hope that continues. So everything in your cards the next 5 years looks very good. Love is in the air. Your children should be returning. It looks like you're due for that raise. And your husband looks like he's going to get the whammy of his behavior. So that's
well,
an interesting thing. I'm so glad you remembered to call in to us because I think of you very, very often.
Well,
and
thank you very much.
And you have amazed me. You've amazed me with how you've come back, you know. And,
well, thank you.
And please call in and let us know if you get that raise and if you hear from any of your children, especially your older daughter.
Oh, I most definitely will. Thank you again for all your support.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, I'm glad that there was some good news for her today because I didn't know what to expect.
It's about time.
You know what? I didn't know what I was going to see when I was, you know, shuffling these cards and what guidance would come through. But I'm so glad her grandma came through because she was a very easy voice to hear. So I'm glad she's watching over the children. I think that will help Katie sleep a little better knowing that her grandma is helping.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we do have
she's
Jennifer.
An ally in that. She knows,
and
she's got an ally in that she knows it or not.
Yes, she does. And, okay, can you tell us a little bit about Jennifer, please?
Of course. Jennifer is from Illinois, and basically she recently connected with an ex of hers, and she's not really sure what the communication is all about, and she wants to see where she's at with that. So maybe the cards have got something positive for Jennifer today.
Okay, good.
Hello, Jennifer. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer. I could see your anxiety still at high alert here.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, that, you know, Jennifer happens to be a cousin of mine, so we women can be tended to get those anxieties. You know, that's that goes with the territory of our family. But you're getting a lot of guidance on this situation, by the way. So your husband's father seems to have, you know, an eye on the wheel here. It's about money, as we, you know, we had discussed in the past.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's entitled, or he's, you know, the man is a little bit cracked, but he's not sure what he's going to do. You changed, you know, how did he contact you? Via email or something?
Yeah, so it was, you know, a letter in the mailbox,
okay, mailbox,
which is the first time that I knew that he knows where I actually live. So that was kind of what.
Although,
we,
you know, you've been calling in regularly, and we said a few years back he's always known where you live.
Right.
So
right.
It's not
so
that,
that
anything's
was
changed. It's just that now you know for sure he knows.
Right. So we thought this time we need to do something a little bit more aggressive. So, you know, I had actually my attorney contact him. So kind of what I'm wondering is if he's gotten that communication and has it changed anything, you know what I mean? Like, will things quiet down now? Did it scare him away a little bit, or did it pump him up, or?
Okay.
You know,
it,
kind of
first
what,
of all, it, you know, he was surprised that you sort of aggressively dealt with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he thought you were going to just ignore him, perhaps, and that would have been worse at some level. So
mm-hmm.
It's good that you did it. I'm not seeing any harm coming to you or yours. I'm just seeing that he's like a fly that, you know, it's going to be hard to, like, swat. But, you know, he's got it, going to do about as much harm as a fly. But he's, you know, not quite sure what he's going to do, but you haven't heard from him anymore, by the way?
No, because basically the communication said, you know, you're not allowed to contact me anymore. Anything has to go through the attorney. And, oh, by the way, glad to hear you've got a good job and you've never paid child support, so send me some paperwork. So
good.
That was kind of the other, like,
we
try to hit with the finances.
Good, because that seemed to be like, oh, no, she wants money. So he looks more like he's laying low right now. Again, and, you know, I'm not seeing you're going to hear much. If he will contact you, he will be an attorney, but he doesn't really want to spend the money. So I think he thinks he did what he wanted. He shook you up, rattled your world. And, you know, all he wanted to do is when, you know, he's not going well with his current girl. So he just wanted to, like, ruin somebody's day. That's what people want to do. That's what mean people want to do. They want to slit somebody's tires just, you know, just to make their day hell.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to, like, road rage at somebody or cut you off. You were sort of like the road rage. Like, he didn't know who else to pick on right now.
Yeah,
so
seems
he just
to be the pattern.
He threw a dart your way, and it did upset you for a week and a half. So he kind of, you know, knew it would. So, you know, it seemed more just to rattle your cage than anything. So, you know, you answered him exactly appropriately as you had been guided to. And, you know, if I were you, I would just kind of lay low. He doesn't want any legal trouble. He seems to have some addiction of some sort, whether he's drinking or whatever he's doing or prescription pills, which is making him a little bit erratic when he crashes down.
Okay.
That's a little something I'm seeing in the cards, but I think you asking for money is probably shutting him up a lot.
Okay,
so,
that's kind of what I was hoping for.
I'm not really seeing him be a, you know, I see him a fly in your house, buzzing in your ear periodically, being annoying, but you know, nothing that you have to concern yourself with. So. Try not to listen so much to when anxiety kicks in. Just, you know, say we're safe now, all's well in my world. And, you know, the fact that you told him don't contact me and everything is good. So, you know,
okay.
if he feels like bugging you, he may have, his lawyer call your lawyer, which probably won't even be a lawyer. It'll probably be some drunk he found at a bar. So, you know what I'm saying. The man will, but right now I'm seeing you need to relax and concentrate on you and your husband and your family being happy. Are you doing that?
Yes, definitely.
And what's your husband saying on all this?
He's telling me to relax, not worry about it.
Okay, good.
You know,
if you didn't have a husband, I'd be worried.
Yeah.
If you didn't have a father, I'd be worried. You've got two men that you're the property of, and this man, he thinks like a barbarian. He thought he owned you, but now you're owned still by your dad, and you're owned by your current husband. So that keeps him a little bit at bay. If you were single, a single mom, I'd be afraid because he would still want to bother you. He just knows that the men in your life will protect you, so...
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just don't want, you know, I don't want him ever trying to contact my daughter. Like, that's the big fear.
And again, it's possible he'll try to do that, but she already doesn't want much to do with him.
Right.
So if it happens, she'll tell you, and then you're going to have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, it could be when he's crashing down from whatever drug of choice he's using right now, that he'll do something like that, but I'm not even seeing it really happening here. So, that would be the worst case scenario. And what I would do is right now just tell you, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Because 90% of what we worry about never happens. But he's kicked in your own OCD. Like, you know, we're all OCDs in our family. And when that OCD stress level kicks up, we can make it much worse than it has to be by obsessing. He knows he's doing that to you, by the way. So he knows that he's a bee in your head and he's a thought in your head, and that's just getting him like off with like ha ha ha. So if I were you, you'd be better off to just say I'm safe now and don't even give him that much satisfaction.
Well, that's the thing. At first I get upset and then I just get really angry because I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm done with you ruining any of my days. So
good. And that's what I want to hear. Now, Katie is a caller that you know, and I just want you to know both of you made the mistake of being with men who thought they owned women. And these men still come back to haunt for a long time, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
But basically, it's because we let them think we're afraid. You know, what I learned living long enough is these bullies eventually have to be more afraid of us than we are of them. So, you know, believe me, if he tries to surface in your life between the good army that you have behind you and, you know, and the guidance that I'll give you, he's going to be really sorry. So, you know, I've seen it happen with these people. I've warned, you know, back off. And nothing good happens to these kinds of men in the long run. The best thing that he can do is leave you alone. If he leaves you alone, the universe will leave him alone. But if he doesn't, he's going to get a full whammy of his behaviors. And it's not going to be pretty. So
yeah, that's kind of all I want is just go away. So
I know. Isn't it funny? Well, your prayer is, in the laws of karma, he gets the life he deserves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's up to him.
Yep.
You know, you're not wishing him anything bad, but if he's going to be scaring you and intimidating you, nothing good's going to come out of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I've watched these kinds of men die of brutal cancers, and I'm like, why am I not surprised? God really got even, didn't he? I mean, they just have to stop. You know, as long as he leaves you alone, the universe will back off. But, you know, I'm just seeing he just wanted to bug the hell out of you for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
he just wanted to ruin 2 weeks. So what I'm telling you is don't let him ruin another day.
Yeah.
You know, and did your mom comforting you too?
Yeah, but she was a little more like, something's a little bit different this time maybe, or, you know, a little bit surprised.
And I know your mom's psychic too, as all the women in our family are. But psychic ability gets a little bit, like, not exactly accurate when it's people we love. Like,
right.
I don't like to, like, read my own family, you know, my daughter or people, if it's something like that, because my mothering instinct will kick in too much. Do you know what I'm saying? And it,
right. Well, it's kind of like after this happened, then she's like, oh, that's why I've been feeling horrible. Like, she knows something is going on, but, you know.
Right. Again, she sensed some trouble brewing.
Yeah.
But, again, you nipped it in the bud. And, you know, I just find that the universe is being really pretty good with cooperating with helping women right now who have walked away from these men. You know, I had one client that came for reading right before this, and she's been with an abusive husband who's like such a drunk and drug addict and divorced, and he's back in the house, and she took him back, not because she felt sorry for him, and now she can't get him out of the house. I'm like, when are you women going to learn about this? And I said, all the bad karma that's coming your way is because you are not kicking this guy out. So if women kick the bad men away, it's better. No harm comes to it. It's when you just keep getting roped into their nonsense. And, you know, again, he just did this to bug you.
Yeah.
Isn't that sick?
It's very sick, but I'm glad to know it's fairly harmless.
Yeah, I mean, he just felt like, you know, his boss is yelling at him at work or whatever's going on at work, or a customer yelled at him because he didn't do the job right, and his girlfriend's yelling at him. So now he needs to, like, displace it onto you, because what he's doing is displacing onto you. If he had a dog, he'd be kicking the dog. You know, he's one of those kinds of people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Right now you're the closest thing to kicking the dog he can find. But that's why, you know, addressing the, it's not a, I'm not seeing a five-alarm fire here at all. I'm just seeing, like you know, you just got to keep, like, you know, don't fan the fire with thoughts. Just, and send him on a soul plane, because you once were, you know, soulmates in once upon a time. Unfortunately, he was such a damaged good that didn't maintain itself. But soulmates can be very telepathic. I would advise you to send him, you know, messages on the soul plane enough is enough. I wish you well. And see if your soul can't connect with his and maybe push him away that way, too.
Okay.
You know, he knows you well, too, though. He knows he could stir up your fears.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes if you, there's some television shows I love, and that's when, you know, the people that are really strategic in the way they deal with people, they never let them know they're scared, even though they're terrified. You know, in the future, it's almost not letting anyone know they scare us. That's why what you did was you didn't show fear. You just showed you better not come this way.
Yeah.
That's a different energy.
Yeah, and it was time.
He didn't see
it,
Jennifer going, oh, my God. He just saw Jennifer deal with the facts, address the issues, and you owe me money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he expected that response, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering, yeah.
Good. And, you know, again, keep in, you know, you always keep in touch with me, email me, let me know. And, of course, if anything, you know, happens that scares you, you just call me right away and we'll figure it out.
I'm glad to hear some good things coming Katie's way, too.
Oh, yes. Didn't she sound wonderful and strong?
Yeah, really good.
Oh, my goodness. And it's funny that you should call on the same night she does, because I think it was a little bit of kismet for the two of you. And, similar things, like picking the wrong men, boy, that comes and haunts us for decades, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just one of those things. And
that's why when you finally find the right one, you go, thank God, it's time
thank
now.
Thank God. And, you know, it's funny because I don't think you knew my dad well, but your mom knows him and knew him. And my dad was a lunatic. He was like Hitler. And it took me a long time to not be so afraid of men because of my dad, the way he was. But, you know, in the long run, I learned how to deal with people like that. And I think that's why God kept him alive so long, until I wasn't intimidated or afraid of him. And, you know, my dad just came through to say, Jennifer, don't worry, I'll kill him. So I'm kind of laughing because I believe he'd throw him down the stairs. So, and know that my dad was one of those kinds of men that could intimidate women and frighten them. And they're, you know, under obligation from the other side to make some amends for their behaviors. So that's why we need people like that up there, because, you know, they know every trick in the book. My father knew how to intimidate everybody. Believe me, he'll pop some horrible thoughts into your ex's head that might make his head spin. So I wouldn't want to be haunted by my father. Thank God he doesn't haunt me. But I would not want to be on the bad side of my father on the other side, because, you know, I just know that, and that no harm would come to you. You know, just know that, or to your daughter.
Thank you.
You know, you got to laugh. I mean, did your mom ever tell you about my dad, what he was like?
Yeah, because he seems to visit her sometimes.
Oh, I hope he's nice.
Yes.
He seems to be very nice from the other side. And I'll tell you, when your mom had the brain tumor, before your mom even told me and I knew about it, my dad came to me to tell me that your mother has a brain tumor, but she's going to be fine.
Wow.
And then the next day, your grandma called me to tell me that, you know, your mom had a brain tumor.
Wow.
And I knew she was going to be fine. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Wow.
So I was like, not surprised, you know, when it said, because I had already heard she was going to be fine, I felt so much more relaxed with the news and was able to tell your grandma that she'll be fine.
Yeah.
So isn't that interesting?
Scary time, yeah.
It's interesting, but I know your mom is really psychic, but it's frightened her a lot in her life, so she's kind of kept it sort of not too much to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, our whole family is very psychic if they want it. I don't know if you've noticed you're psychic. Have you figured that out yet?
No. Unless that's what the anxiety is sometimes.
Yeah, anxiety is a dark angel. And, you know, we have a lot of listeners tonight, and we should discuss that. Anxiety doesn't come for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety comes when we're going to put our blinders on and perhaps not address the situation. Maybe you were just going to ignore him. And if you had done that, the anxiety would be like 5-alarm fire. The fact that you've addressed it, your dark angels will remove the anxiety. They'll say, you've addressed the issue, now you relax. But when we have anxiety, we have to pay attention to what we're not seeing that we need to see. And in your case, it was just you needed to address it, although part of you just wanted to, like, ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
that's never the right answer with these people. You know, they have to kind of know they're going to get a battle. And, you know, my mission to the day I die is to get the good people to stop being afraid of the lunatics. You know, I always tell people, you know, I don't do crazy, but if you want to do it, I can be just as crazy as anybody. I mean, there's a point where, you know, I learned from my father, so
right.
I know how to scare people if I want to, you know, and know that sometimes we just need to, you know, be enforced that the good powers of the world are much stronger than the evil powers. So just, you know, surround your daughter with angels, ask God to give her a few extra spirit guides and angels to watch over her, and that'll do it.
Okay.
That'll do it. And, of course, he doesn't have any. He has about one lame spirit guide left. I'm not kidding. And that one's probably playing polka the whole time. Really, and how the world works is good people get more guides because they start leaving people who don't listen, and they start coming to us and helping us. So we get more and more, and bad people are lucky if they have a half a guide left. So after that, you know, they're on their own power, and anybody on their own power doesn't get very far in the universe. So, you know, you might ask God to give your daughter a few more angels and spirit guides.
Okay, we'll do that.
Well, good luck to you, and don't forget to keep in touch.
Thank you.
You know I love you very much.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Isn't she the sweetest thing? Isn't she just so sweet?
Very sweet.
I mean, she's so sweet. And you know what I love about Facebook is that I connected with all these relatives that I hadn't met or spoken to ever in like a long time or ever through Facebook. Don't you think that's remarkable?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why, you know, I tell people sometimes that, you know what, it's Facebook is a wonderful medium. You just got to keep the dirty laundry off of it. You know,
right,
that's
exactly.
When Facebook gets to be too much, you know. I mean, keep your laundry in the hamper and keep the good stuff on Facebook and get in touch with some awesome people, you know. But just keep in mind in the back of your head that some people are not in your life for a reason. So just because you can access them does not mean that you should access them and use it wisely.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's also, you know, you don't just have Facebook friends. You have to have real life friends, too. But what I'm finding is that, you know, you can gather some really good people and, you know, if we post positive things and inspirational things and, you know, messages of hope and how to deal with the world, it's a really helpful medium. So, again, I don't like the airing dirty laundry or, you know, and the stupid things people will say because it's not really that. I mean, we all have problems and, I love to hear when people do have some, like, you know, a loss and they want to share that someone's died with us so we can comfort them. That's different, but not just bitching about stupid stuff, you know, the stuff that people, you know. It's like,
yep,
yeah, we all get
exactly.
a flat tire. We all get this stuff, yeah, you know. Really, I don't want to hear about it. But
Oh, boy.
I did reconnect with all of my relatives via Facebook, which I found to be fascinating because, you know, after my grandparents died, the family sort of scattered, and, you know, that was always a loss to me. So the fact that we've all reconnected, you know, I just find to be fun. And the funny part about it is all of my female cousins are so spiritual and such advocates of, you know, women's rights and all the stuff. I said, we haven't seen each other in decades, and how are we all so similar?
Yeah,
exactly. It's amazing to me. You know what I mean? It's amazing
to me. Sometimes it's in the DNA.
I guess so, that we come from powerful women. So I like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have Jane, who was from Long Island. Is that the story?
The who?
Jane on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's on Long Island.
Okay, and you're going to tell me about her?
Of course I am.
Okay.
She kind of threw me off with that she was from Long Island, and I was like, huh? Yes, we're going to talk to Jane now, and she is in Long Island. And basically, she had a reading with you last week, Cindy, so you should remember this. And she's probably going to be coming back to New York for good, it looks like. You know, she's got the old job that didn't really pay her very well, but she also has another interview that's via Skype. And on your recommendation, she did reach out to her dad and have a little conversation, and she's been having nightmares ever since. So
yeah,
why don't we pick up Jane? Yeah, okay. I figured as much. Let's speak to Jane and let's see what she's doing here.
Hi, guys. Hi, how are you?
Okay,
hello,
I know,
Jane.
I hate that you're having nightmares over him, but you've got to try to resolve some of those issues with him. Of course, you had to give him an opportunity to step up to the plate. I mean, we've got his immortal soul on the line here, and of course, he's proven to be, you know, not the world's best dad.
Right.
You know, he's not even close. But are you going to sever ties with him now? Are you planning on doing it at this point?
I never did. He contacted me yesterday.
Again? He contacted you?
He contacted me, and he asked me if I was interested in an apartment he saw in the newspaper that was cheaper because it was a senior apartment. And I said, well, it doesn't really matter because I'm not employed down here and it's not working. So he said, well, you have to go back home then. He's the one who suggested I come down here. He was one of the people that kind of pushed me down here. And
have a tinge of conscience that he was looking for something, an apartment to help you. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, remember I said, you know, the universe was hoping he might, you know, offer something or help. But the man must have had a tinge of conscience.
There's something, but it's perverted because I said that it doesn't matter if it's $200 less than what I'm paying because I can't pay it. There's no work for me down here. I do have my jobs waiting for me in New York. They do expect me back. Though, as you know the whole situation. The pay is really low. And I kind of want those jobs back because I need the benefits as well because of health reasons, et cetera.
And it's also a professional job.
Yeah. I had another bizarre interview today. I'll tell you about it when I have a reading with you. But to make a long story short, last night I said if I go back to – he said, you have to go back home. I said, but do you understand I have no home? I have no home back there. And he said, so what? And I said, but when I drive into New York, where do you suggest I sleep? And I said, in my car? He said, what's the big deal? A lot of people do. He was serious.
Yeah, in New York. He's telling you to go New York winter and sleep in a car.
It doesn't even, even if it's an island, you know, even if it's down here. But I go down with my car filled with my stuff and me and sleep in my car and hold a job while sleeping in my car. And go pee on the side of the road and take a shower and where?
Well, I mean, the man is a little off, okay? But you now have to figure out if you're coming back to New York, you know, you've been looking at different places where you could live, correct?
Yeah, there are a couple of possibilities that could come about, but not right away. They're reasonable rent. It's called workforce. And it's for people who are working but not making a ton of money. And it's by lottery. And there's one that my supervisor, who invited me back to one of my jobs. I don't want to say where I work right now. You know, the part-time job that's professional but low-paying and part-time. He suggested this place strongly. And it sounds lovely, except it's right by the train station. But you know what? You can't have everything. Brand new. The only problem is the small size apartments won't be ready till May. I don't have any money to keep staying here in this apartment. Nothing is coming about. The job interview I had on Monday was odd, to say the least. It might be something if I had no choice but to stay here, I would take if I got an offer, but they're interviewing a million people. They said they're not going to even make a decision for weeks because they have a bunch of people to interview. We know what that means.
So you got to make up your mind clearly.
I like both places. If I had a choice, I'd be a snowbird at this stage in my life. I do. There are things about, but I can't enjoy life down here. I can't take advantage of what it has to offer because I can't even afford to walk down the street, you know. And
okay, so we're not going to talk what you can't. Now you're going to have talk a little bit like, okay, if you're going back to New York, then, you know, finding that place to live is what you're going to have to be your top priority.
Yeah, it's a professional occupation, which I do enjoy, and I am.
Right, and you get a lot of respect, and you're very good at it, and because you weren't doing it, and my daughter didn't get you to be there for her. She had to drop that course, and she's never dropped any course.
Well,
so,
if I make it back by the winter, she's the winter class, I'm scheduled for a January class.
And I'm just saying that I think New York needs you. And I thought if anything was a cosmic sign from the gods, get Jane back.
Well, she's more than welcome in my class if she's still there. I don't know if she's graduating in May or let on to you.
Okay,
but
it's okay. But anyway, just know that you have it looks like you should get a place, even if you could get something that's very temporary, where you just kind of move a few things in that's like a room, not a huge spot, knowing that you have these other places that are going to come to be.
I hope they would. Yeah, I hope that they do. Two places that seem decent.
Right, but I'm seeing good things for you here, though. The chance of you running, we won't name names, running into that psychic that we both know in Florida.
Right.
I think the universe wanted to put him face to face with his lousy readings.
Yeah.
And, I found that to be amazing that you ran into him. You have to believe in the universe. Like, sometimes just wants people to see, like, you know, the train wreck they can sometimes cause. Know that it looks like now the area where you're going to be returning to work. There might be people that rent rooms or stuff. You might want to look into that just temporarily to get you a place to sleep.
I know. I need a washing machine and a shower and, you know, all that kind
of
stuff.
Well, of course you can get that, but just look if there's something. But, you know, you have to take advantage of senior housing and stuff like that because you are a senior, so.
Well, not on Long Island. I do qualify down where I am, but it's on Long Island you have to be a little older than I am. And the two apartments that I'm looking at are not for seniors, but they're for people who are working, and it's a limited amount, so it is by lottery, who are working, and it's a little bit off the rent, and maybe it's one of the less desirable apartments in the building, whatever it is. It's a little bit less and more in line with the income. So you have to be working. You have to make a minimum amount of money. It's not Section 8 or anything like that. It's just a discount.
Okay, good. And I'm seeing that, you know, make that move, find that place to live, and see if you can't do some Skype interviews to get a little part-time thing here, another thing in New York.
Well, that's what I have to do tomorrow. It's a Skype. I just hook up with Skype. I can't believe how horrible I look on Skype. Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? You need to do me. What kind of computer do you have? That you're using a computer?
I got a new computer, but it's the lowest of the low because I needed something.
Is it a laptop?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to play in your apartment and move it around until you find lighting. The only place that I look good in Skype is a place that has a certain kind of, is in my makeup mirror that has certain kind of lighting that goes onto the camera. So what you need to do is the lighting. So move it around in your apartment to daylight, to better light, to this light or that light.
Okay,
and you
I'll
just need to put
do.
The light on the sides, off to the sides of you, not coming from overhead, because overhead light makes people look ancient. So anybody who has to do a Skype interview, just figure out where the lighting works.
I could do daylight because it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I could
position. Yeah, I would advise you to try to put it by the daylight.
And I'm
going to
wear my glasses instead of contacts to hide my dark circles and put my hair in a ponytail because this Florida weather's not agreeing with my hair.
All right, good. But just play with the lighting because, really, I found that when I found the right lighting for Skype, it made all the difference.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. I saw some. I was like, oh, my God. And then doing the right lighting, I was like, oh, this is not bad. But it took me like the whole day moving my laptop to every room in the house till I found the spot. So,
okay, I will play with it in the morning then. And did anybody show up for this question? Any mothers or?
Yes, your mom. And, of course, she wasn't the world's best mom, but I'll tell you, you know, those parents that aren't very good on earth tend to be the better ones in the afterlife. because they're under obligation because they've made our life hell on this planet while they were here to help us from the other side. So if you would not think of her as being the mother that she was, but think of her as a person that's worked pretty hard to heal her issues, and we discussed her issues, and she seems to have healed from them. She doesn't have her body, so she doesn't have her greed, and she doesn't have her meanness, and she doesn't have any of that.
Right.
Ask her for help, because she is the one that even popped enough thoughts in your father's head to get him to call you yesterday. Not that he did what she wanted, but you probably wondered why the hell he was calling.
Well, he said, you know, he called about a suggestion. Am I interested in this apartment in an old age place? And, you know, I wouldn't be, it wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing if I could even afford that. But he also said, and he said this many times over the years, you're such and such years old. You know how old I am.
Right.
You're such and such years old. Nobody's interested in taking care. Nobody's interested in helping you. Nobody has money or time for you.
Well, again, you know, he's abusive. He's mean. He's never going to change.
Right.
And
I never got a chance to ask him about how he is, because how can I even stop? You know, he's not in the best of health either. And it's, you know, what is.
Well, when he doesn't feel well, he's even meaner. But
right. Yeah, and I feel bad for that. But he's been like this since way before he got sick. So.
And at this point, you're going to just really focus on getting a place to live in New York. So
you'll
put your energies toward that. Try not to worry too much. Don't use the worry thing, because worry is negative.
Okay.
And try not to say negative things. Try to see yourself in a nice place to live. And maybe something temporary that's not forever, but nice. And then, you know, work on one of these other housing things that you probably didn't even know about, and I'm glad you know about them now.
Right. Yeah. I'll tell you privately the organization that handles it. But the thing is, there's a lot of competition for the apartments. They're not cheap. It's not that they're so cheap. They're like $1,500 a month, even with the discount. But it's a real place. It's not someone's house, you know, in someone's garage, and it's a real place. So ever since I moved into this apartment, which is huge by New York, I like the apartment, just not the location. You're lucky, just missed a bunch of motorcycles and hot rodders going by. ever since I moved in, I've been waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning with a panic attack, and that's my gut feeling. That's my intuition telling me I made a mistake, which I didn't pick up on before I moved down here.
Right, and again, it's just don't look back.
Right.
Move forward.
Right.
Well, anyway, we're at the end of our show, so I'm going to, say goodnight to Nicole, and we'll pray for you and wish you luck in finding a new home. We wish luck to all the women who we spoke to tonight.
Have a great night.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Okay,
Nicole, we're at the end of our show, and
I know this. You did a wonderful job today, Cindy.
It went fast, and, you know, of course, we're just praying that everybody gets, like, a little break today. What do you think? Don't you think these three women deserve a break?
Yes, I do.
the world is, I mean, look at what we were talking about, abusive men tonight. I mean, it's like.
Oh, my God, I know.
Jane's father's abusive. I mean, what is with these abusive men? I mean, I'm sure there's plenty. We know abusive women. We've talked about your grandma. But the point being, come on, man.
Well, come on. My grandmother's enough. She could probably take out all three of those guys we were talking about tonight.
But we're just let's just put a thought out there for tonight. How about, like, a little kindness? Kindness matters. Let's make that the mantra for tonight's show. Kindness matters. And if you can't be nice, you know, just go away.
Exactly. Exactly.
Go away and rain on somebody else's parade, please. I mean, it's just amazing how, you know, people can just be so mean. I just can't even comprehend it.
I know.
Really. I mean,
it's nuts,
the one thing, having been raised by my father, by the time I was very young, I said I will never make people afraid of me. I will never be mean like that. I mean, I was mean at one point in my childhood. I remember it. I remember one day knowing that I was my father, and I was really little, like maybe four, and I said, no, I'm not going to be him. But I was thinking about that yesterday, how, like, I remember being mean, like, when I was a kid. Like,
because
you learned.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was,
can't
like, mean.
See that. I can't see
I
like
was
that.
Mean. I was mean. And I just remember having this, like, realization at four that I'm making people afraid. I scream like my father. I'm crazy like him. And I just sort of stopped it. I was, like, 4 years old. I'm like, nope, that ain't happening.
Like, yeah, but no, I'm done now.
That's not happening. Nope. But that's why I said we don't like mean people here, do we?
No, we do not.
Okay, good. So, anyway, we're at the end of our show, and I have to get ready for my reading, and I'll speak to you soon.
All right, Cindy. Have a good week.
Thanks for everything. Bye.